Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Our conversation with Mark Brockett continues, talking about cheap money.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Joining me today is Mark Brockett, Senior Loan Officer at Willamette Valley Bank Home Loan Division. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
You bet, Marcia.
We're going to talk financing right now, and it's a fun time to talk about it because money's kind of cheap. It's kind of nice.
Money is pretty cheap right now.
What percentage of your business right now is actually people coming back around to refinance?
I'd say probably a good solid 40 to 50%.
Okay, so there we are. We've got people taking a look at what they have. Let's say I'm looking at my current rate and I think, wow, I could get 1% less in interest over the life of the balance of my loan. I think I might want to do that. Would I want to do it for a 1% discount, for example? What range does it start to get appealing?
It depends, Marcia. A 1% difference could make total sense, and in most cases it does. What you have to do is look at your new set of costs to get that 1%, and does it make sense to do so? We call that recapture of your new costs. And everybody has their own theory, but I like to use the percentage that if you can recapture your costs within 24 to 30 months, it's a make sense scenario. And that's if you're going to stay in the home.
Sure. Of course, your holding time has to make sense also.
Yeah.
So in regards to that, when you're looking at the scenario, I also have noticed that in refinance, you lenders have ways of having no cash out of pocket. So you've got to remember, just because cash didn't come out of your pocket, it wasn't that it was free. It did cost something, but it's added into the loan, correct?
That is correct. And all refinances allow for the cost to be added into the loan.
Okay. Is that all hard costs? For example, you do get another appraisal for the refi.
You get another appraisal. That's all of your costs, all your upfront costs. You don't have to, but most cases people do elect to do that.
And with rates this low right now, I get why they would. It also seems to me that with that incentive to do it when you don't have to be liquid to have those closing costs, you should always be watching the rate.
Absolutely.
Okay, so a quick call to Mark Brockett would be a good way to figure out whether what you've got right now that you're holding on to makes sense to switch out or not. It may not, but the good thing is Mark Brockett will tell you if it's not a good idea too for your scenario. He's at Willamette Valley Bank Home Loan Division, and I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.